is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
I just want to be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence. I don't want to worship from afar. Draw me near to where you are. I just want to be where you are, in your dwelling. Place where you are, I just wanna be with you.
I wanna be where you are, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory in your presence. That's where I always want to be. I just wanna be. I just wanna be with you.
I just wanna be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence. I don't wanna worship from afar.
The next segment is Reflections, written by Ebenezer Kwei and presented by Julian Amo.
Your timing may be very right, but if it's not God's timing, it's still wrong. You may look very robust, but if you are never tested to it, you are still weak. You may think you have the best, but that's why it must go through the test. You may be going through the worst, but out of it, God can make the best. Your dream may tarry, but its plenteous fulfillment, you can't carry it. You may be going through your downturn, but it mustn't turn you down. You may be facing a possible setback, they say, but it mustn't set you back. Your day may not seem fulfilling, but you must fulfill your day in the Lord. You see what you have as ordinary, but God makes the extraordinary like Moses' rod. You may not be capable of achieving your dreams, but God can if you are available. Written by Ebenezer Kwei.
Yeah. dear listener, welcome back to our daily devotional series. And God has blessed each one of us. At this moment, we want to discuss our lesson titled Esther in Persia. Background to Esther. And we realize that Esther is a captive or someone who is a slave because of they being defeated by Nebuchadnezzar. But unfortunate thing to Esther was that the father and the mother all died and she became an orphan. Yet the brother, Mordecai, adopted her as the daughter. And we will quickly look at what happened when it comes to this thing. But before we do that, I want us to read Esther chapter 1, verses 2 through to 20. But I think because of time, we'll pick some of the verses and we would look at what goes there. Now, I want to say that there was a time a king called Ahasuerus, also known as Xerxes the Great, was the king, the fifth king of the Persians. That is at the period of 486 to 465 BC. He was a proud and impulsive king, and that one should give us a clue about what he did. And he actually held a great banquet before that time. And I want to say that during those days, before kings go to war, they try to organize these banquets, and they also use it as a way of planning their strategy to defeat their foes or their opponents. But I don't want to preempt that since Pastor is here and is ever ready to give us the detail. But I want to say I am your host, Evans Okansi. I'm here with Pastor George Issel. We are discussing Esther in Persia. Pastor, I want us to read this text even as we discuss the whole thing. So let's read Esther chapter 1, verses 3 to 7.
Esther 1 verse 3.
Yes.
In the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all his princes and his servants.
Mm.
The power of Persia and Media.
Okay.
The nobles and princes of the provinces,
mm-hmm,
being before him. When he shewed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 104 days. And when these days were expired, the king made a feast unto all the people that were present in Shushan, the palace, both unto great and small, 7 days in the court of the garden of the king's palace. There were 6 days that were white, green, and blue hangings, fastened with cords of fine linen and pebble to silver rings and pillars of marble. The breasts were of gold and silver upon a pavement of red and blue and white and black marble.
So I think this text is basically discussing the feast or the banquet that King Ahasuerus organized. I learned from the background that this feast lasted 6 months.
Yeah.
That is really great.
Yeah.
Can you throw more light about this feast thing? And why should they waste so much time doing all this feasting for almost or for more than 6 months?
It's not biblical, but history explains that in the reign of the Persian Empire.
Okay.
Of, you see, during the time the Babylonians,
mm-hmm,
after they had their time had expired, the first king that came was Cyrus the First.
Okay.
When Cyrus the First came, he established an empire, a through empire, such that
maybe world power.
Media and Persia were separated from each other.
Okay.
But through his reign, he was able to actually merge, bring them together.
Okay.
Then after Cyrus, we had Cyrus' son also coming to take the lead.
Okay.
After which, Darius, the first king. It was this Darius who actually came, and in the book of Daniel, we are told that he set up 120 provinces.
Okay.
But after him, we are told that when this Xerxes came, because Xerxes followed Darius.
Okay.
When this Xerxes came, or Ahasuerus, as we make mention of, he happened to have gone for a war.
Okay.
In fact, a fight with the Greeks.
Okay.
Way back before this feast was being organized.
Mm.
And history tells that he was defeated in this.
Mm.
So when he came back, it was some sort of something to do just to cheer the hearts up.
Oh, okay.
not necessarily to prepare them for the fight, but to console their hearts and their mind of that great defeat.
Okay.
Because as at then, they were the ruling power.
Okay.
But for such a ruling power to be defeated by the Greeks, it meant that really the Greeks were actually powerful. And so he made such a thing. It was well organized.
Okay.
And he did it just to satisfy himself and the people. So that it wouldn't be like he's lost it all.
Okay.
He actually needs to
satisfy even though
himself.
Defeated, but want to display worth and, and sufficiency of material things here and there, to display minerals here and there.
Sure.
Okay.
Amen.
I think at this moment we have considered what intoxication of alcohol or wine can cause people to do, even the king, who is expected to have restraint or need to be careful of his feeling because of over drinking. He took a decision for which he regretted, and that is found in Esther chapter 2 verse 1. I think we can take a look at that as we conclude this portion. Esther chapter 2 verse 1.
Esther chapter 2 verse 1.
Yeah.
Later, when the anger of King Xerxes had subsided, he remembered Vashti and what she had done and what he had decreed about her. Amen.
Amen. So, I think that means that we need to be careful with what? Alcohol. We need to be careful with wine so that we will not take decisions that we will regret later. May God help us, even as we study this lesson, to live by this lesson. I want to ask whether you have a short,
quick submission
as we pray.
The life of Vashti indicated that, or indicates, or teaches us that we may have good reasons for doing certain things.
Okay.
But sometimes we just have to ignore those good reasons.
Okay.
Because on the part of Vashti, we come to realize that if she had forgone all those thoughts that came to mind and had just heeded to the command of the king, she would still have been the queen. And she wouldn't have lost anything.
Yeah.
But just because she decided not to, for the fact that she thought she was a member of the royal palace, and for that matter, a queen, it ended up in she losing it. And in fact, the other side of it too is about Esther having the chance to find herself amidst these people.
Okay.
Sometimes we don't know where we are going, but we don't always have to know where we are going before we go. For all you know, God has laid plans to make it successful.
Thank you very much. So I think then the main thing we should have in mind is we should follow the leadings of the Lord. And wherever we find ourselves, the Lord is ever ready to meet.
Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, hear, oh, hear us when we pray.
For any inquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you.
Jesus died on Calvary. the grave he lay. Jesus, my Savior, waiting the coming day. Jesus, my Lord. Oh, and vainly, vainly they watched his bed. Yeah, yeah, the bed of my Jesus. And vainly, vainly they sealed the dead. Jesus, my Savior, he tore the bones away. Jesus, my Lord.
Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me.
Coming up next is the moment of truth.
Watching for you and for
you. Are welcome to a moment of truth. I'm your humble servant, Samuel Nyantechi Kwame. Today's sermon is entitled Peace of Mind Without Guilt. Peace of Mind Without Guilt. Let's bow for a word of prayer. We're grateful to you for such a time to listen to thy word. Lead us and give us what you have prepared for us in Jesus' name. Amen. Our memory text is taken from Romans 3:19. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Suppose a pill guaranteeing permanent peace of mind could be discovered. Its producer will become a multimillionaire in a very short time. One of the basic causes for the phenomena rise of drug use in America is a frantic search for inner meaning. Multitudes are burdened with guilt, feeling insecure, unaccepted, and emotionally troubled, produces an inner void. Mind-related diseases such as stomach ulcer, heart attack, and nervous breakdown stalk 20th century men and women. This study directs our attention to God's method of dealing with guilt. It presents the only real answer to the questions of how to discover genuine peace of mind. Indeed, we need a genuine peace of mind so that we can live a lovely life. What is man's status with God as the result of sin? And according to our memory test, as we read, all those who sinned are under the law. And this is 100% true. Since man is guilty because of our shortcomings, because of our sins, what is his natural punishment? According to Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. So our punishment because of our sins is to die. Why is sin our natural punishment? According to Isaiah 59:2, it says, but your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you. May the good God have mercy upon us. God is the source of life, and sin separate people from him. It has separated us from the only source of life. Thus, salvation is God's process in bridging the gap caused by sin. Amen. Man is reunited with God. Praise be to God. Then what's God's plan towards our salvation? According to Hebrews 2, 9 and 14, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, that we, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. Amen. The plan of God is to be in the position of sinful man as we are. That is why he came to die for us to be saved. Jesus had to live a perfect life to break the chain reaction of sin and death. According to Hebrews 4, 14 and 16, seeing then that we have a great high priest who was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen. How can Christ's life take the place of my imperfect life? What does his death have to do with my eternal death? Isaiah 53, 4 through 6 and 12. It reads, surely he has bound our griefs and carried our sorrows. Amen. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. By his stripes we are healed. Amen. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us. He bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Amen. In the plan of salvation, Jesus bears the guilt of our sins. He credits his perfect righteousness to our account. We owe a sin debt which we can never pay. Jesus paid the enormous debt through the shedding of his blood. He died the death we deserve to die, so we might live the life he deserves. Amen. The greatest question ever asked was expressed by a heathen jailer over 2,000 years ago. He spoke for all of us, according to Acts 16:30. Says, what must I do to be saved? As we've come to know what Christ has done on our behalf, to die for us to live, then what can we do so that we will be saved? God's plan for saving man is simple. So simple that anyone can understand it. Yet, many times it has been made so complicated that few can understand it. There are four basic steps in receiving Christ if you have never taken them before. Believe God loves you and wants to save you through Jesus Christ. Step 2. Let the Holy Spirit lead you to repentance. Step 3. Confess your sins and admit you are a sinner and need Jesus Christ. Step 4. Receive Jesus into your heart now. Invite him as Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him. If indeed we invite Jesus to come, he will come into our hearts and live with us. And our old life, it is not going to be, or we're not going to live according to our old life, but we will live a new life as Jesus be in our hearts. Invite Jesus to come in now. Believe he has come because he has promised to do it when we sincerely ask him. Don't doubt it. Don't question. Believe that Jesus Christ now rings in your heart because in simple faith and commitment you ask him to come in. Acts Mark 11:24, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Dear Jesus, I open my heart door just now. Please come in. I believe that you have done it, and I thank you for doing it. This is my prayer for you, and it is my prayer too. And I know God has answered. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
This is a special announcement. Starting from the 27th of March 2016 to the 29th of October 2016, our new frequency for the summer broadcast will be 11955 kHz. Thank you.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017. Or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.
Thank you.